Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is. Happy Tuesday to all the listeners out there. You know what I'm saying? We about to get it in on Bang Out Radio. I have a special guest that will be in the building. Smash Off 357 shall be in the building. Sometime during this show, I will be having Killer Cam and L Boogie calling in to the show. Discussing their new mixtape and smash hit EBT, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is on Bang Out Radio, you know. Also, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into a discussion today, and we're going to talk about GQ's top 10 worst dress list, you know what I'm saying? I got a list right here. I got off my boy K-Waz wall, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to K-Waz Bunzy, you know what I'm saying? I was looking on his wall on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? And I got a chance to see GQ's worst dress list. I'm right here live on Facebook as well. So, you know what I'm saying? You can just send me your opinions about what you think on my Facebook wall as well. www.facebook.com/purethick. That's PUREthicc. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Chaos. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for the West Coast. Got it going on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my indie artists out there that's listening in to the show today. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get it in with this. You know what I'm saying? And then we also have another topic of discussion as well today. We're going to get into on the second segment of the show, talking about people, you know what I mean, who give their kids ghetto names and what the repercussions are behind that, you know what I'm saying. We got some funny insight, you know, on this show coming up from a lot of different people that will be giving their opinions, you know, about that. But I want to share with y'all the top 10 list right here. They said, according to GQ magazine, at the top of the 40 list of worst dressed cities in the country, St. Louis, y'all fell in number 10 spot. They said Miami was number 9. Salt Lake City is number 8. Maui, Hawaii, you're number 7. Philly, you're ranked at number 6. Manhattan, you're number 5. Number 4 is Chicago. 3 is Pittsburgh. Number 2 is Los Angeles. And number 1 is Boston. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank K-Waz for sending that list to me. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know what your opinion is about that, you know. And, of course, I'm from L.A., so you know I got a problem with the list. So that's why it's up for discussion. But call in and let me know what your opinion is, you know, on this whole issue. You can call in to the show and speak direct with the host by pressing 1, you know, 661-621-7559, caller 7961. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is, you're live on Bang Out Radio, 7961. Who am I speaking to? Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold. Press 1 if you'd like to go live with the host. The first thing I want to do, you know what I'm saying, is start this party off, you know what I'm saying, by getting into some of my favorite indie artist music, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know about the Smash-Offs, you know what I'm saying, they 357, Google them guys. You know, they doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? My boy Killer Cam doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? Got thousands and thousands and thousands of YouTube views of his music, you know what I'm saying, and all his whole squad, they real live. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to hit y'all off with one of the first tracks of the day, which is Killer Cam with Tattoos. Press one if you want to go live with the host. We're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tuesdays.
Remix. Yeah, you know I'm blasted. Girl, I got the magnum, so let's get ratchet. I got a question for you, girl, not to be rude, but have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Remix. Don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos? Yeah, had to get all of my bros for the ring. All the bitches on me like, damn, who would that do? Saw a dark skin nigga with all the tattoos. I'm all dressed in ink till I die, cause I'm crazy, fame, shout out to C4I. You should already know, it's Fnatic Gang. Baby, shout out to Dirk and my tat game.
Got your girlfriend looking, if she look too long, then bitch get took, and I'm crazy for ink. Bitch, I'm tatted, got a sign on my dick to say, watch out for ratchets, only they bad chicks. If you a dime, then you might get flipped one time, and that's on mine, I been going ham. It's crazy for ink, shout out to Killer Cam. Bye, bye.
Yeah, you know I'm blasted, girl, I got the magnum, so let's get ratchet. I got a question for you, girl, not to be rude, but have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Remix, don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos?
Body marked up like the bottom of the freeway. You don't know me well, sorry for the delay. It's Young Ace, turns out what it do. Trey 5-7 gang, I'm Killer Cam Deuce. Like, whoop, I'm a certified rep now. Walk up in the function, pussy niggas put their head down. Hold up, I'm a certified rep now. Body inked up, bitch, you wanna give me head now.
Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos?
Tattoos.
Pop on dick with a fucking attitude.
Tattoo.
Whole body marked up, they saying I'm a fool.
Pussy
bitches say they love a nigga tattoo.
Tattoo.
That do, I feed these bitches rat food. I tell her suck my dick and let her friend lick my tattoos.
Tattoo.
I am that dude, killer run L.A. Fuck you, payment, Fnatic Gang, baby.
I'm a no good nigga, you know I am. Tattoos everywhere, got the girls like damn. N double O G, double O to the D. Can't forget the Z, girl, yeah, you know who we be. Let me be Dr. Cooley, I'ma be in your mouth. Vice versa, you gon' blow like hot soup to your mouth. Then I'ma open up your clam and I'ma get that pearl. Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos, girl?
Yeah, you know I'm blasted. Girl, I got the magnum, so let's get ratchet. I got a question for you, girl, not to be rude, but have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos? Have you ever fucked a nigga with some tattoos? Remix, don't you wanna fuck a nigga with some tattoos?
Yeah, shout out to my boy Killer Cam, you know what I'm saying, with that song Tattoos right here on Bang Out Radio. We have a live caller right here on the air. Caller 7443, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, yeah, everybody. This is Lady Thumper from GMG Squad. What it is?
That's what it is. What's up, little mommy?
What's good, everybody?
Well, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we got a topic of discussion today. You know what I'm saying? What's good, little Thumpers? You know what I'm saying? I know you got a birthday coming up on the 23rd. I want to give you a birthday shout-out, you know what I'm saying, and letting you know, we're going to get it in, you know, with that track that we got coming up, you know. So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know what I'm saying? What did you think about that last track that we just played with Killer Cam? You know, tell us what you think about that. Yeah, they right off there where you're at. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm working something out with them, you know, so they can we can get some collabs, you know, going with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So what's the name of your squad again? Rep that squad one more time.
DMG, get money, girl.
That's right, that's right. That's that GMG squad, you know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all know, you know, we got it going on, you know what I'm saying? That's my little mommy right there from my little squad, GMG squad, Get Money Girl Goon squad, you know what I'm saying? They up and coming, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the youngsters out there that's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you want to, you can call and rep your squad anytime you want to right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? And One thing I do is I endorse their little movements because these youngsters out here, they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, just staying positive, stay in school, you know what I'm saying, but if you like to get it in and have fun and write music and stuff, keep doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We also got another caller that's calling in. Caller 9234, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it is, L.A. Dreamer, this your big sis, Evil T, from that old rugged east side. What it do?
What's up with it, mommy? What you got going on? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, man. I'm just chilling, man. It's hot as a motherfucker out here in L.A. Feel me, though? I know it's baking out there in the AV. You know, I just wanted to call in and let Bang Out Radio know that I'm in the building and I love you dearly.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you set the show off, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of listeners out there, you know, the ones that were paying attention to what I have posted on my wall right now, they know that Evil T is going to be in the building today. I want you to set it off. That way the callers can call in and press one. Remember what we discussed yesterday? We talked about the people that be giving their kids ghetto names and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I want you to elaborate on that, but first I'm going to go back to my Facebook page and let you hear what they had to say, what GQ magazine had to say about who was the worst dressed city across the United States of America. They have a list, and they was not embarrassed about putting the list out there, and they really don't care what our opinion is. But you know, since we have an opinion about the whole situation, I want to know, you know, because when I seen it, I was so offended about it, you know what I'm saying? I just had to, you know, just get all of the listeners out there opinions coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying? Call in and let me know what your opinion is, 661-621-7559. We're going to start them off. Okay, these are starting at number 10. These are the cities that reached the top 10 list of the worst dressed. Number 10, St. Louis. Number 9, Miami. Number 8, Salt Lake City. Number 7, Maui, Hawaii. Number 6, Philadelphia. Number 5, Manhattan. Number 4, Chicago. Number 3, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Number 2, Los Angeles. And number 1,
wow. Wait, number 1 is what?
Number 1, Boston. Boston, they consider Boston one of the worst dressed cities in the United States of America. You know, and
wow.
They consider it most.
Where they get that shit from, California? I mean, why are we up on the map at number 2 when really we got all of the fashion in the stores? You feel what I'm saying? Motherfuckers go on vacations to come out here. You dig what I'm saying? To go shop on Rodeo. All them knockoffs, all those Coach bags and Dooley and Burke bags and all of that shit that they get, they go get that shit right in the Wilshire area, which is in Los motherfucking Angeles. You dig what I'm saying? Come on, Phil, knock it off. That shit don't even sound right.
Well, that was my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I got into a little debate on my boy K-Wise page, you know, the other day, you know what I'm saying? And I was saying the same thing you're saying. L.A., number one, you can't put L.A. on the city's list, the country's list of worst dressed GQ. Come on now. We are part of the fashion capital of the world. We fall in the most fashionable, most trendiest cities in the U.S. That's the list we belong on.
Man,
it's Los Angeles, LA, NYC, London, and Paris. You dig?
Please,
if you don't know that, there's something wrong with your GQ. You better go back and do your research on that.
But you gotta understand where your source is coming from, LA Trina. A lot of them, some flaming faggots that probably got their heart broke out here in Los Angeles. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep, you know.
That's probably what it was, you feel me? They probably done got dissed, you know, because we got all the hottest clubs and shit, and they came their ass out here looking raggedy, you feel me? And got dissed, you feel me? So they probably based that shit off of a broken heart, you dig what I'm saying? Because most of them dudes in GQ magazine is a flaming faggot, most definitely, you feel me? Can't take rejection, you feel me? We picky out here in California, Los Angeles. You dig what I'm saying? And them niggas don't fit the criteria. Point blank, period.
Yeah, well, I just looked at it like, you know, it's just ridiculous, you know, that they selected us when I feel like, you know, we're the most fashionable out of everybody, you know what I'm saying? We get our fashion for a lot of areas, you know what I'm saying? And we got it going on with the fashion. So I'm gonna have to give GQ a thumbs down for that one. I'm not clicking the like button on that one, y'all. And you know, we got you know, we're gonna have a host of artists, you know, that's gonna call into the show. So artists, if you're out there listening, you know, and you've been invited to come in and go live with me, I got the tracks right here on the switchboard. So call in, press that one, you know what I'm saying, and go live, you know what I'm saying. I met a hot artist that's new out here to the Antelope Valley, but he's straight repping that day like what it do, you know what I'm saying. And I plan on, you know, getting it in with him, you know, pretty soon. His name is Sir J. the Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully he'll be calling in to the show pretty soon. Look him up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and on Reverb Nation. You know, he's got those hot beats and production going on out there. I'm going to make a few announcements, too, about the producers out there. Shout out to all you hot producers that's making slappers, you feel me? I'm not talking about the beat makers. I'm talking about the producers. It's a bit different. Producers are people that have the artistic caliber to create a hit record. You feel me? A beat maker could, you know, do something like a fart in a can. You feel me? So it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the producers out there that's working hard to bring those nice, you know, slappers to the table. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to lift you up right here on Bang Out Radio. So send some of your beats to L.A. Junior. Send some of your beats to L.A. Junior. You don't have to send me a whole beat. Just send me a snippet of what you got. We're going to start playing the beat maker stuff on Bang Out Radio 52 days, too. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy, you know, Don Mega. Shout out to him from D-Block Records. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know about D-Block, let me just let you know. If you heard of Gator Kiss, you know what I'm saying? If you heard of The Lock, you know what I'm saying? Then you know exactly who D-Block is. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to D-Block, you know, Records and everything. You know, they got some hot beats, you know. And, you know, I'm working with some hot producers, you know, myself out here in the city of Los Angeles, in the Antelope Valley. Shout out to Tone Bone doing his thing. I can't ever catch him, but we do get a chance to work together sometime, from time to time. Just got done cutting a track, Max City. You know what I'm saying? Look out for that. This is going to be the ultimate collaboration coming up, you know what I'm saying? Got my GMG squad on there. Shout out to Twin Bonner, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know nothing about Twin, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all an introduction before this show is over with, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm going to let, you know, Evil T, you know what I'm saying, let y'all in on some stuff, you know what I'm saying? What is your opinion about the people with the, you know what I'm saying, that give their kids ghetto names? We're going to hold that thought right there for me, and we're going to get into another track right here on Bang Out Radio. And when I come back, make sure you ready to press that one if you want to go live. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is press that one if you want to go live with the host or speak to any other guests that's on the show today. So we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. And I'm about to hit y'all with a track that was sent to me last night. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the artists and people that send their music in to Bang Out Radio, too. You know, we appreciate that, you know, and we just want to show you love by, you know, playing your tracks on Bang Out Radio. So I'm looking for this hot track right here. Let's see what I got. I think. Do we got Boom Boom Blam? Boom Boom Blam. We got that one. We got Bernie right here. Okay, I'm going to hit y'all with Bernie. I'm going to hit y'all with the Bernie. This is Killer Cam's Bernie right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yo, T, drop that shit.
Hey!
New dance in town is something like the Dutchie. Ain't my fault that your bitch wanna fuck me. Get carried away like I'm on a gurney. I throw my head back and then I hit her with the Bernie. I hit, hit, hit. I hit her with the Bernie. I hit, hit. hit her with the birdie. I hit her with the birdie. I hit Trey. I hit her with the birdie. See, I'm turnt with the pistol in my pants, but I pass it to the bro just to do my dance. I mean, it's simple. Everybody do this shit. I'm finna have the clubs turnt on another tip. You just lean back and then you tilt your head and then you swing your arms around like you was dead. And yes, I'm a Don Musso, my cold red. I mean, you other niggas Dougie, but I Bernie instead.
Two steps, then hit her with the Bernie. Hey. My tattoos on a bitch wanna work me. You reject while your bitch trying to jerk me. Pass me the magnum, she might wanna fuck me. It's that sense, but you already know. Bitch, I'm a star, you gotta fuck for a photo. Throw the head back, it's a wrap. Free Mag B, now I'm Bernie back to that.
New dance in town, it's something like the Dougie. Ain't my fault that your bitch wanna fuck me. Get carried away like I'm on a gurney. I throw my head back and then I hit her with the Bernie. I hit, I hit her with the Bernie. I hit, I hit her with the Bernie. I hit him with the Bernie.
Schoolboy, I hit him with the Bernie. These niggas Sesame Street, something like Ernie's. Bad bitches, they always trying to burn me. I'm drunk off the bay, let the bitch nigga turn me. Stick him in the trunk, take his ass on the journey. The bitch gang chief, so her ass gotta earn me. Ay, what the fuck I look like? Goons on deck, keep the clap on tuck tight. Hey.
Me and Sooty with the kings of the Dougie. And it's time to switch it up, gotta hit him with the Bernie. Oh, two step, let me do my dance like bitch back. Let me do my dance like, is you with it? You already know my name. It's Big Daddy Ace, and I got a lot of fame. And you can YouTube me and my Dougie, but tonight I'ma hit him with the Bernie.
Hey. New dance in town, it's something like the Dougie. Ain't my fault that your bitch wanna fuck me. Get carried away like I'm on a gurney. I throw my head back and then I hit her with the Bernie. I hit, 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 I hit her with the Bernie.
Hey, do the Bernie. Hey, do the Bernie. Hey, do the Bernie.
For something like a Dougie, I hit her with the Bernie.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Killer Cam. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be in the building today. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. Now, we got Evil T in the building. And we got, and we also got, you know what I'm saying, my little mommy from GMG Squad on the line. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, what it is, you know. I want to find out what your opinion is about, you know what I'm saying, the people out there that give their children these ghetto fabulous names. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I just want you to elaborate on it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know my homegirl Shy, she got her opinion about it too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Shy, we counting down the days for her to have her baby, you know what I'm saying? And all this is his baby season, so, you know, this is also what inspired me to discuss the subject.
Well, first of all, I feel like if you give your child a ghetto fabulous name, you're asking for your child to be put in a category to where your child is going to be pretty much judged. You feel what I'm saying? And singled out. Because you got to think about, let's take a name like Traviana, okay? Once Traviana gets 18, she's going to go out into the workforce, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, if you had an option as an employer to pick who would you like to work for your company, would you pick Traviana? Because just hearing the name Traviana makes me think she can fight. It makes me think she can fight. Even if I never seen her in person, I automatically assume a person named Traviana knows how to fight, opposed to a girl named Wendy. Now, Wendy, I would feel more comfortable with letting Wendy in without never seeing her face, based on the fact her name doesn't sound very intimidating. So you got to take that into consideration when you name your kids, because this is a judgmental society, and based off of that, your kids is going to be judged when they get grown and they go into the workforce.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense right there, you know. I agree with you totally, you know, because I would never give my kids no names that I felt like that would hinder them from working, getting in the workforce, you know what I'm saying, and actually doing something with their lives. And people don't even look at those things when they, you know, when they decide to name a child these days. They just try to give them a name that sounds similar to their dad, even though it don't make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, just because his name is George, don't necessarily mean their name. Their name needs to be George Misha or something like that, or
George,
you know,
or George Cena.
If it don't make
sense, George probably never even gave that child a dollar. You feel me, though?
Yeah, I mean, if it don't make sense, don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I mean, good gosh, people. I mean, and when it comes, remember when we were talking about giving your names like feelings and stuff that, or objects, or name them after alcoholic beverages and stuff like that. That ain't cool.
Alizé. As soon as when I hear a girl named Alizé, I automatically think she's a drunk. I automatically think that. That's the first thing coming to my mind, is she is a serious alcoholic. Even though her mom gave her that name, I'm automatically going to judge Alizé by her name. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk, you know.
Yeah, and that's another girlfriend of mine who named her daughter Your Highness. She's literally asking for Your Highness to never have nothing in life. You feel what I'm saying? Because what employer wants to call their employees Your Highness? Name one. Or the females that stoop so low and name their sons Master and King, and they starting off with their first job at McDonald's. Who wants to call them masters?
Okay.
You got to be kidding me, you know? You know? So, I mean, when you put yourself out there like that, you're actually setting yourself up to have to take care of them longer, because nobody is going to hire Your Highness when they're CEO of their buildings and their name is Trisha. You feel me? And you sitting up here with a name of royalty. I mean, shit, I would go on and pass Your Highness application up and go with Alicia. You feel me?
Okay.
She's more down earth. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel that. Look, I think you set it off. You know what I'm saying? I think you set it off. So any callers, you know what I'm saying, that approve or disapprove or have your own opinion about this whole situation, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and press that one if you want to go live. And I'm going to apologize ahead of time if you just happen to have a relative or something with a name like Joan Queen.
Nobody's stupid enough to name their daughter Your Highness, but this one lady.
Ahead of time. That way, you know, if anybody out there gets offended after this show, you know, just know that I'm apologizing ahead of time. So we're just going in today. This is Pussy Tuesdays on Bang Out Radio. We do have a caller calling in, 2426. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What's happening?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Young Yak the Ripper, Fully Loaded Star Mob.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
That's what it is. Man, what's good?
Shit, out here on the road trying to get it in, you already know.
Yeah, man. Why don't you give everybody that's out there listening to Bang Out Radio an introduction of who you are, you know, let them know what's good.
Yeah, this your boy, Young Yak, you know what I'm saying, representing Fully Loaded, Good Gang, all day, you know what I'm saying, Star Mob, you feel me, hollering at my homegirl, Miss L.A. Dream, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to the whole squad, you feel me, shouts out to my Star Mob folks, shouts out to all my Loaded people, you know what I'm saying, all my fans out there, you know what I'm saying, reach me at ReverbNation.com/FLClipGang, you know what I'm saying, let's get it.
That's what it is. That's what it is right here. You know what I'm saying? Did you send me some tracks to my email yet?
Nah, I ain't sending no tracks to your email yet. I need to do that.
Send me some tracks. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I gotta expose your talent right here on Bang Out Radio. I mean, you got these hot tracks. You already know which one is my favorite. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving that track. You know, and that's what it is, you know, the one, the Butterhead Girl song. I don't know what the name of that one is, but I'm loving that track. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna prep
it's
you.
Called,
though,
it's called Stunner Shades. Put your Stunner Shades on.
Okay, yeah. We gotta bump that on Bang Out Radio. And if y'all really wanna know who Yak the Ripper is, you gotta come out. You know what I'm saying? To the event that Starmod is having. You know what I'm saying? It's the Leo party that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? In Hollywood. You know, it's going down. We're gonna have live performances from artists, you know, that you might not even be familiar with, or you might be familiar with, but you're going to become familiar with. Come mess with us. We come into Hollywood with it, you know what I'm saying? Host by my rookie in the building, and all the affiliates, you know what I'm saying? A lot of different camps are going to be up at this function. It's going down, you know what I'm saying? Nice live show, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be celebrating all the Leos, you know what I'm saying? My birthday is coming up July 30th. But this guy right here, Yak the Ripper, you know what I'm saying, will be live in action, you know what I'm saying? So come out
live
and support.
Live in action.
Yes.
Live
so,
in action.
You know
don't be MIA.
That's right. You know, so, like, make sure y'all, you know, come out and support that event, you know what I'm saying? You'll find out more information from Topaz, Lachey, anybody from Star Mob, you know what I'm saying, Lyric Mulani, you know what I'm saying, and you'll start seeing the flyers floating around pretty soon. By this Friday, you'll see flyers. So, you know what I'm saying, add us to Facebook if you don't already have us, you know, and we're going to get it live. Hey, do you feel like spitting a few bars for us yet?
Spitting a few bars for you?
Yeah.
All right, look, check me out. Recess is over, man. Back to the clips and glocks, the whips and the soda, man. Bricks similar to boulders, man. Aim like AOL, but I ain't shooting soda cans. I be up in the morning like Folgers, man. No cream, no sugar, but a cold brewing hand. A 211 and I'm planning to hit one. Clip gang record like big pun. Fuck haters, I flick one and keep pushing. Cause most of these niggas soft with their seat cushions. I'ma keep cooking long as the stove work. Standing on a block all day till my toes hurt. Pockets getting fatter like my thigh got a growth spur. Shot to since birth. Me feminine? No, sir. I bleed concrete and spit propane. Piss butt shots and I shit cold flames. Inhale cushion, I exhale game. Rap like crack and I flip cocaine. Look, quarterbacking in the perfect system. This me had to be your worst decision. Big face, cause I'ma go get the blade, come back and slice your head like a circumcision. Damn. No matter the circumstance, I'm ripping. Step to the table, I'ma eat you like Thanksgiving. Yak is the truth, no false shit. Walk in the booth and I'm flowing like a faucet. Toss me a beat and I might as well moss it. You Usain Bolt on the track, I'm a boss, bitch.
Whoa!
Hey!
Yeah, that's what it is. Y'all hear me right here on Bang Out Radio. That's my boy, Yak the Ripper, which the name just suits him so damn well. You feel me? I mean, y'all, if y'all listen, if y'all rewind this show back to the beginning when I first started, I had just woke up from my nap, okay, because I've been up doing hair all day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my clients out in the Antelope Valley, you know what I'm saying, that's getting it in and the ones in L.A. too, you know what I'm saying? I like to go ahead and check it. But check it out. You know what I'm saying? Man, this guy woke me the heck up with it. You feel me? I'm wide awake now. Now, I got a boy named by the name of Top Swag Black Forest. If you out there listening, call into the show. You know what I'm saying? My boy Top Swag, you know what I'm saying? He called himself the body bagger, you know what I'm saying? He the rapper body bagger, you know what I'm saying? And he's a very lyrical guy. I would like to see both of y'all hook up together, you know what I'm saying, in a cypher, you know what I'm saying? So Top Swag, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening in, call into the show, press 1 to go live with the host, you know what I'm saying? And we got our switchboards off the hook right now, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, I got Bloom Bloom Blam in the switchboard today. I'm going to let y'all have it with this track, you know what I'm saying? In a little bit, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, we got, you know what I'm saying, Smash Off, you know what I'm saying, 357. They supposed to be calling into the show today. You know what I'm saying? These guys busy bumblebees. But hopefully they do call in. But, you know, we got all the artists, you know what I'm saying, the indie artists, you know what I'm saying, from coast to coast with it right here on Bang Out Radio. If you want to ask them some questions, you know what I'm saying, feel free to do so. My question of the day is today, how do y'all feel about the top 10 list that I read out to y'all today? How do y'all feel about GQ's opinion on, you know what I'm saying, who's the worst dressed in the country, and they said your city might just be on the list. Starting with St. Louis, you're number 10 as worst dressed in the whole country. Miami, even though y'all a city full of beautiful people, evidently they think y'all look like a bunch of ratchet bums. Number 8. Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, I can understand Salt Lake, but I ain't going to get on
them
like
that. I can believe it, because they do dress like hot little house on the prairie type motherfuckers.
Well, they Mormon.
I don't know.
They get a pass for looking like the guy on a Quaker Oat box. You know what I'm saying?
They dress like, they're related to Freddie Flintstone.
Wow.
Okay, and then Maui, Hawaii. They in Hawaii. Let me tell y'all something, G-Hue. I'm going to get on y'all about putting Maui on this list. Maui is in Hawaii, okay? They supposed to wear a damn flower wraparound if that's what the hell they want when they get up to go to the damn grocery store. You let them wear that, okay? They in fucking paradise. They can wear whatever they want to wear. If they don't want to wear clothes, then they ain't got to wear no clothes, okay? And then we're going to talk about Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shout out to all my peeps out there in Philly that's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? Philadelphia in the building, you know what I'm saying? Man, Philly, they have more of that East Coast swag with the way they dress, you know what I'm saying? I really think, you know what I'm saying, mostly all the females that I've met from Philly are swagged out, though. Like the rapper Eve, I never seen her looking on her bummy tip, you feel me? My girl Trini Savant, you know what I'm saying? She's from Philly. She stay repping. Shout out to Dottie Rad doing it way big. She always look like she's a part of a glam squad, okay? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't just judge a book by its cover just because that's the city they in, you know what I'm saying? You got Manhattan. Now, y'all know y'all a big sale for this one. How you gonna put Manhattan on the list? Manhattan get their fashion before L.A. does. You know what I mean? They're the ones that set the major trends that's on TV. You know what I'm saying? They setting the major trends that's on TV. All the latest fashion you see in Manhattan and NYC, and then it hits LA, and then it hits down south. That's always been the protocol. And anybody that disagree with me, press one to go live. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it is what it is. I mean, that's the way the fashion market works. You know what I'm saying? Then we got Chi-Town on the list as number 4, you know what I'm saying? I can't really comment on that city because I really haven't observed their fashion trends out there, you know, and really they're not a fashion trend city like that. But what I can say is that, you know, you got the Chi-Town Steppers. I know people from Chicago. The Chi-Town Steppers, all the females, you know what I'm saying, R. Kelly, them, you know what I'm saying, and all of just the individual people that's not in the celebrity limelight and all that. These folks, when they hit the club, they come with their brim hats on. They got their Stacey's and Gators on. You feel me? They step in with $1,500 shoes on. They might not have their own apartment, but shit. They got $1,500 shoes on. So I don't know if y'all want to have Chi-Town on the list either. You know what I'm saying? Then y'all got Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh. I haven't really paid too much attention to their trends, you know, with fashion, but I'm going to just give them. That's that East Coast trend. You know, that don't mean that it's not approved, you know, in the mainstream media. Then we got Los Angeles. I have a lot to say about L.A. And if you got something to say about your town, press 1 to go live. You know what I'm saying? As far as L.A. is concerned, y'all are extra, extra wrong for putting us on the list as worst dressed for number 2. How the heck you going to figure L.A. is second in the worst dress category? You got people flying from the ATL to get highlights on their hair right in L.A. You know what I'm saying? You got, just because y'all seen that Menace to Society movie back in 1992, don't mean we still wear khakis and dickies. Upgrade yourself. Get your information right. L.A. is not how the Boys in the Hood era was anymore, okay? We don't dress like that no more. So if you still think L.A. is like Menace to Society, you need to pay us a visit. We are not like that anymore. Okay, we got another caller that wanted to go live on Bengal Radio. 1988, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Chalk Swag in the motherfucking booth. Hey, what's good, L.A. Dreamer? What is the deal?
Man, what's up with it, man? I have my boy on air, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to to, you know, get in touch with my boy, Yak the Ripper. He was just live on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? He reminds me so much of yourself, you know what I'm saying? He got them hot, ferocious bars, you know what I'm saying? I see you fall for in the building, you know what I'm saying? I see all the callers is calling in from, you know what I'm saying, the Antelope Valley too, you know what I'm saying, doing it way big on Bang Out Radio. I mean, you know, this guy just came in here and just spit some hot flames, you know what I'm saying? I really should call him back, you know what I'm saying? Just so y'all can get an introduction. Would you like to
meet him? I felt like I missed out. I mean, I was sitting here to probably read because, you know, I got some good news just to let all the fans know, like,
okay.
I took it upon myself because Black Force is getting ready to release the AF1 mixtape, which is coming out in August. And before that comes out, we're releasing this fast food joint where they pretty much is ripping up every popular song. So
yeah,
I took it upon myself to start working on my own little project. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start dropping new songs, new beats, I should say, new freestyles over beats. Every week.
Okay. Well, that sounds
I'm body bagging beats. Like, I just murdered the racks on racks.
That's what's up.
I murdered racks on racks and hustle hard. And I'm on one next. So, you know, if it's popular, it's pretty much about to get body bagged.
Well, I do.
If Wayne can do it, I can do it.
Hey, why not? So you got a 6 foot? Did you get on that 6 foot, 7 foot?
No, not yet. But that's also another one. I think I might just go ahead and body bag that one too. I didn't think about that. Go ahead and add that one to my repertoire because.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty much on right now.
Are you?
Oh, I'm on. I'm staying up late nights writing. I'm on. No sleep.
Okay, well, answer our question of the day. How do you feel about people that give their kids ghetto-ass names like Shaniqua, Bonquita, Deontrenay, or Demarie, Taniqua? I mean, how do you feel about names like that?
First off, excuse me for smacking, but they need their ass beat. And this is just real talk. Like, who, and I hope a lot of you soon-to-be mothers are listening out there. I don't know what drug you on, how much alcohol you consume, but what the hell would make you sit up and come up with the names that y'all come up with? Like, I promise you this is a name. If you ever hear this in life, if I ever see this person again, we're going to have a personal sit-down, like a real intervention, because it's almost like crack. That's how bad it is with these names. This woman named her child Apple Blossom Dynasty Cabrillo. Apple Blossom is the first name. Dynasty is the middle name. Cabrillo is the last name. Now, if you want your child to be called Applebee, you know, in kindergarten, like, what's good, Applebee? That's on you. But why? Like, what was the purpose? If you're trying to be different, it's cool. You want your child to be different? Hey, all praises to you. But let's really think about it. Your child has to live with this for the rest of their life. The rest of their natural born life. So your name itself should be able to be, you could take it anywhere. If an employer looks at your name and they looking at Bonquiqui, you ain't getting that job. I guarantee you that right now you ain't getting that job. But if they look and they see like Lanice or, you know, Stacy or something that's pronounceable, then you might get the job. I'm just saying, like, a name is important. A name carries who you are. It carries who your legacy is, who you want to be, who you want people to look at you as. When your name is something that sounds like a whole bunch of chemicals combined in one bottle, it's not good. It's not good at all. So all you baby mamas out there, please don't name your kids nothing stupid, because I will come to you personally, and I will tell you in your face, your child's name is ridiculous, and you need your whole birthright and everything revoked from you for naming that child that. So you have ruined this child's life.
That's real. Hey, what do you think about that name, Your Highness? Because it really is a little girl named Your Highness that is a friend of my friend's kid.
Show it.
Okay.
We got
now,
a caller that's
royalty
calling
name.
Right now. Caller 5062. I'm about to ask that right now. 5062, you're live on Bing Out Radio.
Let's get it. I don't mean no harm, but whoever named that child needs to be smacked right now, bro.
Exactly.
I would never name my child a ghetto ass name. They're gonna represent me for life. Whoever I'm my baby with. And she already knows right now. Give a shout out to her.
If you name your child royalty, I should think they should be in England or anywhere, you know, that has royalty, because we're in America and the only person that's royal is Barack Obama. So yeah.
Exactly.
Unless you gonna name your child president or vice president, there's no reason to even name them that, because, you know, it's
what
cool.
What about Barack Nisha?
And the cool part about it is your highness mama get ripped for and free diapers, and you feel what I'm saying? But her name is Your Highness, but she's at the cheese line and the free lunch line and all that shit.
That's, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That's
like, Your Highness, come get
your lunch. Your name is Your Highness. That's not, that
wow.
ain't bad, because that's kind of hard, but at the same time,
trying to get something at the Fred Jordan Mission, and they ask you for your child's name, and your child's name is Your Highness.
Your boss is not gonna be like, Your Highness, would you like to come into work today? No, he's gonna be like, Your Highness, if you don't get your ass into work, you're gonna be fired.
Man, that's crazy as fuck.
So my boy,
but that's
kind of
hard though.
Where you calling from with the southern accent? Where you calling from? The Dirty South is definitely in the building. Holla at your girl, Eladrina. What is it? Where you calling from?
Hey, what?
Yeah, where you calling from?
North Carolina.
Calling from
North Carolina.
That's a North Carolina boy.
Okay, that's what y'all
with. Like Mike from the Wood, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I like sports.
Yeah. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all, speaking of the dirty, shout out to my family, you know what I'm saying, that's out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all talking about L.A. swag. That's what I want to know. Because,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my family out there in Shreveport, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? My family out there in Texas. Shout out to the ACL. My boy Pills is out there doing it way big, you know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to Pills, man.
Hey, we got a caller right here, caller 0644. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What it do for L.A. Dreamer? This your boy Pills. You already know what the business is. What it do for a bang out? What's happening?
Man.
What, Mr. Pill?
What's up, Joe? What up, boy? What's happening with you, boy?
That man. Dog,
what's going on, bang guy? What's the business here?
Man, we getting it in right here. We got a hot topic of discussion. We about to party with all these new tracks the artists sending to me today. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
We going to get it in today. We about to have fun on this show today. The topic of discussion today, we got the top 10 list of GQ magazine named as the worst dressed cities in the United States of America. You know, I don't know if you heard the list. Did you hear the list?
Yeah, I would have checked. Yeah, I heard.
I didn't hear the list.
Could
you run that list by me? Because Chalk needs to hear this list, because I need to get on some heads.
Okay, the list is number 10. That would be St. Louis. You made the worst dressed list of GQ, according to GQ magazine. You're the top 10. Number 9 is Miami. Then you got Salt Lake. Then Maui, Hawaii. Then number 6 is Philly. You know, then we got Manhattan. Number 5 and then 4 is Chicago. Number 3 is Pittsburgh. Number 2 is LA. And number 1 is Boston.
Okay, stop right there. How the hell did L.A. even get on this, first of all? First of all,
I told you they got their heart broke by some man at one of our popping ass clubs, and so they working with Simmons.
Was Perez Hilton doing this survey?
I'm going to tell you how I got on the list. The way I got on the list is because you guys just think you're so damn fabulous, and you're not. So I'm just letting you know that.
With all the swag is in L.A. Look at Chris Brown. He dressed like he's from L.A. He's from V.A.
Let me
clear up something for all y'all out there. First of all, the word is Hollywood. When you look at fashion, you think about fashion and everything. All fashion rotates and comes back all the way to Hollywood, because that's where you see all fashion. All fashion's on TV, magazines, papers, radio, etc. Da 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 da. It's all Hollywood. Most people dress and get their swag off of stars, movie stars, actors, rappers, singers, etc. So how do L.A. even fit in that category? I mean, okay, so we had a little setback with the skinny jeans and the tight jeans. Okay, that was a setback. But one setback, which L.A. has set the standard for clothes for the last couple of centuries, I mean, come on.
Hold that thought right there. We about to go into some calls. We got a list of calls right here. They all buzzing in. They want to get in with us. We got 9505. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's up?
Who is this? Is this my girl, Twin?
Yeah, this Twin.
What's up with it? What's the business?
Yo.
Hello?
What's up? Yeah, you're live, Miss Twin. What's good with it?
What's up?
Man, getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We got we're getting it in on this show today, you know what I'm saying? We got you on the air, you know what I'm saying? I think my boy Killer Cam, you know what I'm saying, he's supposed to be calling into the show, you know what I'm saying, and my boy L Boogie, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be calling in too. We got a switchboard full of callers right now, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know who Twin Bonner is, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't get to know her real soon, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta play one of my songs for her.
Oh yeah, that's Mando, you know what I'm saying? That's Mando. I'm about to get it in right here. I'm about to check out one of your songs, you know what I'm saying, in the switchboard. You know, and right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all stay tuned to some Twin, you know what I'm saying? I got caller 216. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is, caller 7386? Caller 7386?
Hello, 7386.
Okay, we're going to put you back on hold. We got, we're just going up the list right now. Caller, we got caller 0058. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Would that be your boy?
Hello?
Who's that? Am I 0058?
Yes, yes, yes.
I am. And what do you do, y'all? L.A. Greener doing her motherfucking thing. How y'all doing? It's me, Lil Mama again, Floyd.
We got some coming up from Twin SD, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, have y'all heard any of her hot joints, you know what I'm saying? I got one right here, you know. I'm loading it to my switchboard right now, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into some of that, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio in a few minutes. But I want to know, you know what I'm saying, starting with you, Twin, I want to know what your opinion is, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, the different stuff that I've been talking about, you know, on the show today.
What, like, about the names, the ghetto names and all that?
Yeah, the ghetto names and, you know, also... You know, what's that too? The worst dress list that we have. You know what I'm saying?
I heard somebody saying earlier, like they were talking about the names and talking about like how they boss don't think of it and all this about their job. Personally, I don't think like that got nothing to do with their names. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Well, employers, you know, I'm the type of person, I didn't work in all types of fields of work, and employers look at, the first thing they look at when it comes to ethnicity, and I'm not even saying all black people, I'm not saying Mexicans and just Asians, I'm saying all ethnicities, they look at your name. Your name is the key thing they look at.
Is that with the deep-ass sexy voice?
Girl, you better get that.
Barry White.
I ain't got no Barry White voice. I tell it like this.
Unless you want to get all sexy and shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
His voice is just very defined, you know?
Because I ain't got no voice like that. I mean, all I can do is just say, Tyrese. Yeah, maybe that'll work. But.
Hey, we got another caller calling right here. I'm loading up Twin's ticket track right here too. It's 8505. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's good with you, LA Drenny? You already know who it is. Your boy Supreme. Check it in with you one time. Y'all keeping it live right now. Y'all got a lively conversation right now.
Okay, bye. Well, feel free to jump in on the convo.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to hear it like a little. I kind of got like the little last end of it. But y'all was talking about, like, swag and whatnot from different cities or something like that, or y'all talking about ghetto names? I got confused.
We're talking about
both.
Video, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, we have a list, you know, from KY, you know what I'm saying? It was on his wall. Actually, this list, you know, consisted of the 10 worst-dressed cities across the United States. So I'm going to run them back to you, you know what I'm saying?
They said California was like one of the worst best. No, I mean, worst
they said LA was number two, bro. Can you believe that? LA.
Oh,
wow.
No,
that's
crazy.
They were also in the wrong LA.
They was in Louisiana, LA. They wasn't in.
Yeah, that's
LA,
where they was at. Louisiana, LA. They was in Kentwood, where Britney Spears lived and shit.
Man, it had to be.
Yeah, they
was
like,
by the way,
LA.
This your boy Repertoire in the building, y'all.
I hear
the combo, but I can't believe what I just heard.
Yeah, but that's crazy. But on the name thing, I think you should name your kid whatever you feel like you want to name him. You know what I'm saying? You can't have them be scared of what other people going to think about them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you want to name them that day, you got to know, like, you got this name. People might look at you weird, but you know, if you do your job, you hustle hard, you're going to get you're going to do your thing.
Right.
I mean, would you name your kid Tomato, though? You know, like, that's like a tomato.
No, I wouldn't name
him
Tomato. But, you know.
I want you to be the best Tomato you are going to be. You be the best Tomato. You might be some ketchup one day.
Y'all gotta really look back and see about all the things that's going on in the world today. All the young people that's having babies, that, you know what I'm saying, drinking Alizé, naming their kid Alizé, shit like that. But also the unique type of
Mary Jane and all that.
Seven,
you know what I'm saying? The baby's name is Seven. I mean, that's cute as fuck, and it's unique. It's like
your new name
is
Kavachi here.
Yeah, but I agree with on some of that part. Don't be naming your kid after every attraction that you get.
Exactly. This boy, you know, I know that boy's name. That boy Kovachi is.
I know a guy's name is Finest. Like Finest, and he's not even that fine. Shit, I guess that makes him a little bit cute. What y'all think?
But, okay, but what if he's an ugly kid? What if he ended up being an ugly kid?
He
then he named Finest for no reason.
Hey,
your name is what?
Hey, with that name right there, you got to be confident as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You put too much pressure on the kid right there.
For real.
The nigga's going to fucking break it down at 11 and shit.
He
got too much pressure on him.
He got to have two cares, and all his clothes got to be imported from Italy.
My sister, I got 9 sisters, you feel me? And my sister,
damn, you got 9 sisters?
Okay, Jackson, baby.
Honorable, honorable, but you know what I'm saying? That's unique.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, I got a sister named Tawo. I got a sister named Kay Henry. Olivar, Edo. we got two names. I got a sister named Moduke. I mean,
hey,
Sir Benjamin. Let's be realistic.
Hey, that's a hard name, though. I ain't gonna lie. Sir Benjamin, you gotta have bread like that. Hey, my name's Sir Benjamin.
You didn't call yourself.
Hey, but when you name these kids, man, they got to be able to write their damn name legibly and be able to fit their name on the birth certificate. Don't be naming your kid Aunt Jemima Buka or some shit. Like, you know, just play out shit.
Well, my granny is Nigerian, so that's where all of our
names. Okay, see, there's a reason. Your names are patented by Africans. We're talking about people that just name their kids something because they think it's
African. Freestyling names. Yeah, just freestyle the name. Like,
exactly.
They just put a hot 16 and name the kids that.
What's that about your mommy?
They be sitting in the delivery room like, hey, I'm about to kick a freestyle. You know the kid's name real quick.
Well,
kick that freestyle. Motherfucking
kid, yeah, that's my motherfucking kid. That's their name. Can I please speak with yeah, that's my motherfucking kid, Junior.
Yeah.
Only
that's my kid,
only kid. Hey, who got the little rattling in the background? We're about to get into, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into some music right now, Bang Out Radio. We're kicking in hood today, you feel me? This is Pushing Tuesday with the girl, Hello Greena. If y'all just now calling into the show, you know what I'm saying? I want to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to have my boys calling into the show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Smash Off, you know what I'm saying, 357, you know what I'm saying? Y'all supposed to call into the show today. Y'all didn't even give me no warning that y'all wasn't calling into the show, but that's another discussion, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. Artists who supposed to call in the shows and don't even call in, you know what I'm saying? I got this track by Twin loading right now, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. We got this track right here called Boom Boom Blam, you know what I'm saying? I told y'all I was going to hit y'all with that Bay Area merger track right there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's doing it way big, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying? Sir J the Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying, that's doing it way big. He needs to go ahead and press, you know, 1 so he can go live, you know what I'm saying, let us know what the business is. And I got my boy Chop Swag in the building. My girl Twin, you know what I'm saying, got my girl Lil Mama in the building, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to all the artists, you know what I'm saying, and the supporters of Bang Out Radio today, you know what I'm saying. We getting it in right here. Shout out to
Bang Out all day.
Bang Out Radio. This is Rep Your Squad Day. I told y'all, we going hard on Bang Out Radio today.
Black
if you a part of some kind of camp or squad, just call in and rep your squad. You feel me? Let's hear what your squad is. What's your name? Chris, Cuz, Dang It,
Black Force Gang, BFG, Black Mafia, Get With It, Get Lost. Bow!
Okay, we're only squads, not the gang members. We can talk about.
It's not,
like,
we're not
squad,
a gang.
You know,
it's
the
back
people that are rapping. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. That's the only squad I'm from. But y'all already heard it, so great.
Black Forces is not a gang.
It's
not a gang like we rep a flag. We're a gang of Black Force members. Black Force gang.
Yes, a gang.
Oh, Black Force. Yeah, that's what it do. You know what I'm rapping? Yeah, I
don't. Boom, boom, blam.
Hey.
Right here on Bang Out Radio. Bow.
Bang Out Radio. spittin' like a gambler. Nigga, fuck a AK, yeah, what the hook say? Beatin' on a Sunday, driving by church, deep in sin, what a red prey. I don't play, I stay on the mind, right? Get your ass wide tight, R.I.P. Macassar, shining like the floor lights. Equals the hustler, Mac Town Entertainment, brainwash music. The world know this shit, bangin' on the bullet, please say. Life was a CD, but get the music change, show up to a snack game. Northside Teddy, when the pretty get ugly. And 242, your body, you get shot bloody. Back to Philly, y'all are sunny. Ain't nothing funny. This shit is top with the beef, stop making honey. Short dreams in the street from a beast boy. Grand team, I mean, no defeat, boy.
This shit crying, this shit crying. Open up the trunk, boom, bam, blind. Where the money at? Brainwash music, Mac Town, EMT. Gangs for the spitting gang, sharper than a guillotine. Statistics, street politics, and good rap. Rock star, heavy metal, and money stats. The nutty north, don't get caught up in the rapture. Go wait until you feel it get fried, red snapper. 100 rounds, try to tell me gonna see. And if you want it, then I got it. If I don't, then I can get it. Serge the pair, I'll be on some other shit. That boy nut, being rat rich, do what it takes to get your paper up. I'm in the streets of life, you niggas need to wake it up. Moving too slow, get out my lane if you ain't fast enough. Time is money, so it's money for my time. If your ass ain't with the shit, don't even hit my landline. This shit crying, open up the trunk, boom, bam, blam. Boom, bam, blam, boom, boom, bam, blam. Boom, bam, blam, boom, boom, bam, blam. This shit crying, this shit crying. Open up the trunk, boom, bam, blam. Boom, bam, blam, boom, boom, bam, blam. Boom, bam, blam, boom, boom, bam, blam. This shit crying, this shit crying. Open up the trunk, boom, bam, blam.
What's up with you?
Who am I speaking
Hello?
To? Yes, you're live.
What's up with you? How you doing?
I'm great. What's good? Who am I speaking
and
to?
Just promote some music at the time right now. Shout out to the whole Star Mob Click, all or not. This is Logic.
I mean, look how Logic is so modest. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole roster of panelists right here today that's live on Bang Out Radio today. You know what I'm saying? If y'all really want to know who Logic is, he's down with Star Mob. You know what I'm saying? It's a Star Mob fam right here.
Hey, Logic.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Where you at right now, Logic?
I'm in Gardena right now.
Oh, he in my city. Wow.
Yeah, so link up. Star Mob is everywhere. I keep telling y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I need to link up with Black Forest.
That's right.
Yes, I'm just chilling,
you know what I'm saying?
What you got going, bro? What you promoting, bro?
Oh, well, I got some stuff on Reverb Nation or whatnot. It's Logic. You know what I'm saying? ILLOGIKK. That's my connect right there. I got a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm working on my next mixtape coming out pretty soon. Don't have a name for it yet, but still working on it. It'll probably be out in October, late October. But I'm talking about that. You got a show coming out, right, Gina?
Yes, yes, yes. You already know.
Yeah.
StarMob Presents, you know what I'm saying, the Leo party. If y'all artists out there that's trying to get down with StarMob, let us know. Inbox us, you know. This show is going to take place in Hollywood, you know, the second week of August, you know, on the 7th. You know, it's going to be on a Sunday, but don't trip. We're about to have fun. If you're ready to pop out with StarMob and get it in, you know what I'm saying, we're going to headline this show, but we're going to have a few future artists, you know. And I haven't got all the artists together yet, so y'all keep hitting us up with that. But, you know, Logic will be in the building, you know.
And also, you could be able to download all my music on SoundCloud, Illogic. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's right,
on SoundCloud, you can download everything.
That's right,
yeah.
You know. So
definitely
any shout-outs you want to give out, bro?
Well, the host of my fam all day, they always keep me posted on what's going on from day one here. Let's see. Well, my click out here, L-Zone Entertainment, is coming soon, you know, and we got a click out here. So, you know, we're just keeping it moving and just keeping this West Coast music going.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? You got to send me some tracks and everything, you know what I'm saying, so we can get it right here in rotation, right here on Bang Out Radio. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying?
All
right.
No problem.
Yeah. I got your boy War God right here in the rotation, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure.
For sure. That's what's so all
right.
We got to stay up, bro.
Huh?
We got a caller right here. Caller 0231, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good? What's good? Sir, that a Pharaoh in the building, you feel me?
Hey, that's
Trinity Dion, Brainwashed Music representative, you know what I'm saying? I'm online. I want to give a few shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, to my kids, and to Jed Marie, Justin Jr., you know what I'm saying? Moms, Pops, the whole shebang bang, family first, you feel me? My boy Rod Scott, Droopy D, you know what I'm saying? Bay Riders ENT, you know what I'm saying? Young E, Big G, you know what I mean? Bay Area, you know, Sacramento, you feel me? Keeping it lit. You know what I'm saying? Got to give it up, you know what I'm saying, to that Bang Out Radio, you feel me? Y'all got a yank in the night, you know what I mean? What's cracking?
Everybody in the room is tuning in tonight.
Yeah. I mean, the show is so live, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I want to give y'all a shout-out, all of y'all a shout-out for calling into the show, you know what I'm saying, and getting it popping right here on Bang Out Radio today. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you get props on props on props. Props on props on props. Bow.
Hey, but you know what? That Bay Area energy, it be rolling down to the Southern California, and it just make everybody just want to pop their collars one time. You feel me? It's like
that. Good shit, man. Good shit. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love, though. For real, Brainwashed Music, man. I try to work with it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to perfect my craft, you feel me?
Yeah, so what inspired you to become a rapper anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I've been doing this ever since Crisscross had them jumping, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I was five, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to do it, you feel me? I put together my first few little rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And I just went from there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
that's
what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? Is Twin still online by any chance? Twin still online, Twin Bonner. I know she listens into this show, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hear Twin's track. If you ain't got this in your rotation, this is for all you DJs. Y'all sleeping if y'all ain't got this track right now. You really sleeping. I'm going to bump it right here.
Why see on the beat?
That's
That bitch got to get a tick. Got to get a tick.
North State Cube, I'm banging on my AC, rapping, I go both ways, looking for a bad bitch, but she gotta be the same, if it ain't AC, bitch, then yo, bang, you know I look right, so every nigga wanna fuck, in the back of the bus with a high ass look, billing myself, smelling like raps, banging my set while I push to the back, thick yellow bitch, cause you know about the Mac or a simp ass nigga trying to get them 4 stacks, you already know, I keep a few bitches, ass so fast, they
gotta get a tick,
all AC, we all wanna hit it, all our friends on it, they all with the business, damn, and I can really bang that, pull it over, and you can run it like a lap.
Goddamn, bro, call a popo. She got a pinky booty, make a nigga want more. Fat ass, two face and waist. We can get it in, tell me when it will play. She's a freak. You can tell Bardone. Her ass sitting right, hella clean, no phone. F game, be the game, so the biz give me brain. Every bitch I talk to do the same, no lame. Dirty booty, bitch, tell me what's the deal. I should make a song about your ass like a real. That better make you love me. Yeah, you got a cool face, but your ass had a big like Duffy. Keep spin around with the dick to the side. I know you a freak, you just acting kinda shy. Gonna make a nigga like me say bye, but your ass too big. If you leave, I cry.
Hey, girl. Somebody tell her, put it over, AC, hit it, and leave it fucked over, and you can fuck the whole fam, I'm saying you can get it, bitch, like right now, who freak, and he asked who I'm with, most gang in the same, man, you know that's the click, whoa, you can fuck the whole crew, they all tap that ass like Doug, Doug, Goo, and her ass looking lovely, thick with a wild ass, like Jumanji, gonna make it bounce, like a bungee, too much in the trunk, call her ass bungee, wee, girl, you pretty hot, looking real bad, and I want it off top, we can push to the crib, you know, straight drop, keep a bitch with a mouth like a hundred, about to get a tick.
My girl Twin Bonner, you know what I'm saying, with that track Ticket, you know what I'm saying? What y'all think about that one?
That was nice.
Oh yeah, that right there definitely representing them fat asses.
Thank you.
where are the CDs? Do you have a CD or is that the plan?
What did you say?
I said where could I get the CD? Is that a single or is that the whole
CD? Nah, it's not on CD right now. I'm working on the mixtape, and that's gonna be put on the mixtape though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let us know.
You can download it though. You can download the song, and you can check me out on ReverbNation.com/TwinSB.
Hey, Floyd, I got a I just got out the studio with her right like a couple of days ago. We got this hot fire joint, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be with, you know, the GMG squad, you know what I'm saying? They're working on this track, Max City. Twin Bonner came through and blessed the track one time, and this track is going to be fire, you know what I'm saying? It's girl, L.A. Dream, I'm touching all genres of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm being universal with my flow. Hey, I'm a turn some neck and make them do the goddamn shit that they would do if they was on motherfucking what do you call that movie where you make the hit. I'm doing the exorcist on motherfuckers basically.
Red Rock, Red Rock.
Hey, when you gonna be putting that track out?
Yeah, I got to make people's heads turn left, right, back, all the way around. They're gonna do a 360 when they hear my flow on these little jerker tracks. Watch. I'm gonna kill
them
off.
And while she doing that, I'm gonna just body bag everybody, cause that's what I do.
Yes.
This Chalk Swag, and I'm in my lab right now. I'm in my zone, turning up, writing these rhymes, killing these beats like I'm supposed to. What's the deal?
So, you know, we would like to know, you know what I'm saying, what your opinion is, Farrell, you know what I'm saying, about the whole list, you know what I'm saying, that we were talking about earlier today, you know, the top 10 list of the worst dressed cities across the U.S. Are you still there?
You say you wanna know how I feel about your list?
Yeah, the list, I mean the GQ magazine's list. They have a list.
Wait, they said, I heard you say L.A. was number one.
No,
LA
was number two. It shouldn't be on there, period.
It shouldn't be on there, period, at all. I think Los Angeles, I think California and the, like, East, like New York and all that, we the best dressed.
Yeah,
we got
all
the swag.
And you already know.
Trends, baby.
Everybody knows that. Even my relatives that's down south in Little Rock, Arkansas, will call you and tell you that we are the best dressed. L.A. and New York, we got it on lock. Even when I went to Shreveport, you know what I'm saying? When I went to Shreveport, I wasn't even, the first day I got there, I wasn't even dressed up. I was just wearing something regular. And they was like, ooh, girl, where you got that from? I'm like, damn, I got this at the Slauson. I mean, shit. I know shit from the Slauson. So I mean,
you ain't supposed to be telling the secrets like that, though, man.
Let me tell you, L.A. is so cold, you can go to the slots and swap meet and get better fits than most of the country. What they talking about? We can go to...
Exactly.
Right, that's why I'm like, nigga, it ain't none of that.
Gardena. Swap meet.
Exactly. I'm like, shit, damn, it was a plain-ass dress. I'm like, damn, they talking about... They treated my dress like I just came out of dealing from them where Macy's or...
And who was number one?
Number one is Boston. Boston's the worst dress, according to GQ.
What number was Miami?
They actually put Miami at the number 9 spot. They put Salt Lake City at number 8, Maui, Hawaii at number 7, Philly at 6.
Miami don't dress that bad to me, because if you look at, like rappers like Rick Ross, he don't dress bad.
They really should have put
the damn shirt and no clothes.
They really should have put
in
no respect,
without the damn shirt, sweating. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, real talk.
But when you see Rick Ross dressed up though, he don't dress bad. He got swag. He dressed like he got swag. Like,
oh, that's
because
he got money. He's funny.
They be dressing all right.
It's a few people that got money and still dress like fucked up, like, you know.
Who is Khalifa?
It's a few people that got money that just fucked up.
But everybody is entitled to that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's so diverse. People are so different and weird. You know what I'm saying? You got people that are just weird out there, so.
But it's no disrespect when I say this, so. It's none to this state. I mean, I love everybody that's down south, but they should have went to Atlanta, because, I mean, it's a lot of people in Atlanta, no disrespect, that still wear baggy jeans, big-ass T-shirts, Air Force.
Hey, them blinked out
at Air Force
T-shirts.
Exactly. Shirts with rhinestones on them and all that.
Look at your jeans.
Hey,
it's swaggy to the same.
Clear see-through babes.
Yep, they still rocking those.
We got a caller calling in 1331. You're live on Bingo Radio.
What's good with it?
What's good? Who am I speaking to?
This is Duke Man T calling from Vegas.
Hey, that's what's up with it. What's good, man?
What's good with it, man?
Man, we getting it in right here on Bingo Radio. Shout out to Vegas. Shout out to my boy Duke Man T. You know what I'm saying? Man, what's going on?
I hear what y'all on here talking about, man. You know, it sounds like that magazine is basically hating because, I mean, you can't put a whole coast or a whole city or state into one bag and say this is how today the worst dressed or whatever. It's to each his own, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that bumming is affecting the whole world. Like, either you got it or you don't. Like,
some people just don't have fashion sense.
You
can't fall apart.
Be broke, you know what I'm saying, and still be dressing better than the ones that do got money. So it all depends on you and how you wear the shit, because it's different people like how they be having the this person wore this and this person wore this, which one was better. It's like, you know what I'm saying, it all depends on who wears it better. One can have a better body than the other one, you know what I'm saying, and that's why it's better off, you know?
I still got on one from last week, and I'm still fly. Just change
like that, huh? Turn the drawers inside out. They brand new. Yes.
What's popping, dude? What you got
going on out here? You know, I'm just trying to promote this single, this Every Time single. You know, it's ringing in the streets right now, so I'm just trying to keep going, you know, keep pushing behind that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, if y'all ain't got it, y'all got to get that cheat code one time, you know what I'm saying? Download that cheat code, you know what I'm saying? We do it way big, you know what I'm saying, with that, you know. We got a few tracks, you know what I'm saying, over here, you know what I'm saying, a boost, you know what I'm saying, too, you know what I'm saying? My boy Top Swag, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna get it in, you know what I'm saying? Give them the rundown of your links and everything, you know what I'm saying? MySpace.com/LashArmstrong, MySpace.com/TheGooneyFam, Google me, DukeManT, DukeManTEE, YouTube, you know, Hot New Hip Hop.com, Reverb Nation. Look for the cheat code.
Well, how did you come up with the name Lance Armstrong for one of your emails? I just got to ask you that.
Oh, it's actually Lance Armstrong.
Oh.
You know, I just one of my many names, you know. I'm a character, so I come up with a new name. Like, I got like 50 names, so.
You like Diddy Slash, T-Diddy Slash, Puff Daddy Slash, Papa Diddy Pop, you know.
I mean, you can't just have one name, though. You gotta have numerous names. You know, you got multiple personalities.
Yeah, like me, I'm Chalk Swag, aka Paperboy, aka Mr. Mouth, aka Chocolate Drop, aka Young Pusher, aka All the Money, aka Black Man, aka All This, aka All That, aka Right, aka Left, aka Up, aka Down.
Today he has.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I need some funeral type clothes on. Like, I don't know the person that's dead. Are y'all ready for something exclusive? Yeah. You my daughter, all right. So it go like this. Well, it's that nigga named Shock. And I'm about to go ham. I'm about to shut it down because y'all ain't working with the program. Make beats to make your feet move. You can call them Toe Jam. I'm chilling all the time, bitch. You can call me Bruman. My click is steady rolling and my pocket stays swollen. On beats of my barbarian, they thinking that I'm Conan. Don't step to me, boy, because you don't really want it. Treat the beat like it was property because I already own it when it comes to doing this thing. I'm a rock star in the game. Lines hit you so hard, have you feeling max pain? Got nothing to lose, but a whole lot to gain. I'm the shit like he's the main. You the shit like Duke the same. Man, this dude is just as fame. But I don't eat no Cocoa Puffs. Man, I got a cold squad, so y'all gonna need some coach for us. Y'all think y'all bad? But y'all ain't really tough enough. Ain't no Lisa Ray. Fuck with one, gotta fuck with all of us. Smooth, fresh Tokyo and Hollywood. Can't forget about Ferb and the Hunger too. And all that's not the whole crew, because the other new members is coming soon, and I put that on my mama. You don't want no drama. I will cut your ass in half like I was a comma. I'm a BC-ass rapper. Y'all just love how I rip it if a beat come to life. Better know that I'ma kill it. I spit for the realest. All my niggas feel it. For the rest of y'all lame, I'ma go ahead and flip it. These niggas don't know who I be. I'm CHO to the motherfucking C. And my flow so cold like 30 degrees. These rappers like fast with the burgers and me. This ain't new, this rehearsal to me. And I'ma bump red that currency. I'ma put a nigga in emergency and throw the game up for surgery. I'ma bump my money every 10. If you die, had to cancel your bitch cause you taking my time. She kept telling you everything was fine. Just she came back home with a brand new shine. Ha! Now, nigga, that's some cold shit. While you strolling in, I'm making my exit. I ain't too pop, but I'm about to hit him up. Got you looking like a jacket by the way I zipped him up. I did this freestyle to make a lot of niggas mad. You could go ahead and zip this beat up, body bag.
Woo! Hey,
yeah, yeah.
Can I get a witness? Hey, who is up next to that? Oh, they doing it like that, huh? On Bang Out Radio, huh? Twisted Tuesdays, huh?
Hey,
with your girl, L.A. Green, huh? Doing it like that, huh?
The line's about to be going off the hook after that one. That's body bag.
Okay, so I mean, one, if y'all would like to go live, you know what I'm saying, y'all can speak to any of the artists that we have on the panel right now, you know what I'm saying. You could speak to my girl, Lil Mama, and when I tell you she little, she little, okay? You know what I'm saying? Doing it right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying?
If y'all didn't know who that was me. Talk up,
yeah, we
swag,
got, I got my
Black
boy, you know
Bay.
What I'm saying? That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Duke Man T in the building, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit y'all with one of my joints, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to, you know, check this Duke track out, you know what I'm saying? Duke, you know what I'm saying? Look, introduce the track right here, Star Mom.
Here's my boy Duke Man motherfucking T. Saying my girl keep calling. What's poppin', what's poppin', what's poppin' out here?
What's
up, Duke? What's up, Duke?
What's good with it, man?
I'm saying nothing much, man. You know, I need my players to grow. My girls keep calling one girl.
Man, I'm trying to spit something, man. Your boy done got on there and spit all them bars, man. I'm trying to figure out if I can get me a couple bars in, you know?
Body bag.
This is Quincy Tuesday. Flat something.
Okay, let me see. You might as well follow, whether you're a Audi man or a Monte Carlo. Fuck a punchline, Goonie fam got wobbles. One fat boy, one slender, both killers. You know I'm half breed, half bear, half gorilla. Black the Ripper, 16 years, so I deliver. Saturn patterns, gotta spit them, gotta fill them in your bones. That bear spitting there, that's Lance Armstrong. And OGs bumping on they Harleys all night long. Make the ladies leave their bras at home, the sweater puppet song. And chocolate right there, got some juggernauts on. I'm a plucker twat long, 280ZX tops popped off. Bottle of Martell, boxes, sweets, black 501s, the green hush puppies. Eyes in the mirror, cause I must duck puppies. Fuck jello. I'd rather be gut-busting some little duty head slut pucket. Take her to the mall, pull her titties out in public. Some old shit, you know.
Ooh.
Hey, but that's what it is. Freestyle.
Love it.
Freestyle, the art of freestyling. If you out there listening in the artist, call in 661-621-7559. We're getting it live right here on Twisted Tuesdays.
Wow.
Radio, baby. That's what we do. That's what we do, y'all, you know. And when you're an artist, you be up, standing up like you in church, jumping around and all that stuff. Y'all got L.A. Drina over here, turned the fuck up. And that was freaky out for you, and I didn't even try to. Hey, you got a caller calling me right here, 7217. Call in. You're live on Bang
Out
Radio.
Yeah, what it do? It's your boy, Doc C, calling up out the CPT.
That's Doc C.
What up with the dream? My boy Stoop the Duke up in there, man. Huh? What it do, Stoop?
What's up with it, Doc?
Oh, man, just making it happen, man. You know we over here grinding hard. Involved Records in the building.
Involved Records, everyday grinding.
That's
what it do.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm out here enjoying myself. This beautiful California weather, you know what I'm saying? We just making it do what it do. All these fine-ass females running around, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Got your boy really over there. I'm like,
getting distracted.
You know? But I hear y'all doing that stuff over there at Bang Out Radio. What it do, Miss Dream?
Man, I'm telling you, I was just telling the people, we trying to get it in for the Leo party in Hollywood. You feel me? It's going down.
Hey, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Yeah. We're going to make it happen for sure. Most definitely.
Okay, I'm trying to lock it in for the 7th.
The 7th, that's what's up. Just, you know, let's make it happen.
Right,
let's put it together. Just send me that info and let me know what's up.
Okay, well, all I need from you now is the address. The flyer is already done. The flyer is going to go hard. If you a Leo, you got to love me for doing it like this, baby. You know, the king of the jungle, the queens of the jungle, we doing it way big, you feel me? You know, we got to have our party, too, you feel me? And the flyer is about to go extra, extra hard. But the party is about to even go harder. So y'all got to come out and mess with your girl, you know what I'm saying? We about to get it in with Involve Records, you know what I'm saying? My boy.
The Leo is up. Hey, the Leo, that's my boy, 304. He a Leo. I mean, 304,
Jose.
304, y'all.
Shout out 304, Jose.
Well, make sure he comes out to the Leo party, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in with live performances, you know what I'm saying? We're about to have it popping, you know what I'm saying, right there in Hollywood. We're doing it big this summer. It's going to be hot, hot, hot this summer. We're going to get it in with Involve Records, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're doing it like that, you know? So if you're an artist, you know what I'm saying, y'all got artists on your roster, you know what I'm saying? We still still got like a couple more spots available, you know what I'm saying, for the performances. So, you know what I'm saying, inbox me, you know what I'm saying, and let me know what the deal is, you know. So we try to get it in, you know.
That's what's up, no deal.
You know, Black the Ripper come out of Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. Mr. Black T, can you let us know who's popping over at Evolve Records right now?
Okay, we're popping that Involve Records, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big over here. We're 22 strong right now. We got all different genres of artists, you know what I'm saying? We got hip-hop artists, we got R&B, we got rock, we're touching it all, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it worldwide. We got artists that's coming up out of Atlanta. You know, we got artists from Ohio. Shout out to my boy Lil Shug, you know what I'm saying? We put him on the label. We also have... my boy Jay Forte, you know what I'm saying? He on the R&B side, he's doing it real big, you know, for the ladies, hitting them real hard. Also, I just picked up a big group from over in Russia. You know, they real tight. It's a kids group, 14 years old strong. You know, we making some things happen, grinding hard for them. You know, they're doing their thing. At the same time, you know, we hitting them from Detroit. We got a new hot jam out right now called Ice Cream that everybody's feeling. You know, it's by my boy Cap One. That's on lines right now through Involve Universal Music Group. You know, that's who we distribute all of our artist material through, is Universal Music Group. You know, big ups to them for giving us the love and the opportunity to do our thing with them. You know, and we just got a lot going on. We're trying to get involved with this movie, you know, program. We're doing some things on that tip. We got a couple movies coming out. We're doing a shooting right now on the movie called New Boys in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? That's from the real hood niggas to the fools in the skinny jeans. You dig? We just trying to make it all come together in a real way. We got the mixtape out right now on G-Unit. Y'all could go check that out online. Three Willin' and Dillin'. I got 50 Cent on there. Lloyd Banks. Tony Yayo. Hot Rod, you know what I'm saying, the whole G-Unit squad with the Involve Record squad. I got my girl Lady Cam on there. Also Lady Cam, that's one of my female artists. She up out of Louisiana. She doing it real big, hitting hard. She also got the G-Unit mixtape out there. You can look out for that. It's called Reloaded. You know, so, I mean, we just doing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying, Involve Records. We staying involved like it's supposed to be.
Okay, okay, that's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all see how we getting down, you know what I'm saying? If you trying to meet up with my boys, you know what I'm saying, Doc, you know what I'm saying, just let me know, inbox me, let me know what's good. We got a caller that's calling in right now, caller 7386, you're live on Bang Out Radio. And Twin Bonner, if you're still online, I want you to link up with this guy right here, you know what I'm saying? I want you to definitely link up with him. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Man, that's what it is.
Caller 7386,
you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's good with the Bang Out Radio? This your boy Hocus Pocus, fully loaded representative. You know what I'm saying? My boy Yak called in earlier. Fully loaded for show. West Coast, you know what I'm saying, Bangy? You know I love it all the time. I'm sitting over here, beat my meat to your picture, Ladrina looking good. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing y'all talking about this little this Leo party. This is Leo all day, you know what I'm saying? August 6th, baby. So I'm trying to party up with y'all. What's good with it?
Yeah, let me correct you. It's going to be August 6th.
That's all, Gina. That's a good thing,
though. So, you know, let's get in there with it. You feel me? Inbox me, let me know what's good, you know what I'm saying? And, just let me know what's good with you. Lock in these artists for the performances, you know, because once I get it locked in, it's locked in, you know what I'm saying? And then I want everybody, you know what I'm saying, if you out there listening to promotion, you know what I'm saying, once I hit you on Facebook, if I tag you to the picture, don't be offended. Just reshare it. You dig? We're trying to make this one of the hottest joints of the summer, you feel me? And plus,
and that's what it is.
Yeah, giving all the indie artists the opportunity to get their exposure, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a couple of Russell Brothers, you know what I'm saying, label executives in the building, you feel me? And we're going to be doing it
next year,
you
know?
So just make sure y'all come out and support, you know, the indie artists, you know, and we're going to get in with the Leo party. We're going to have some hot, sexy females in the building, you know what I'm saying? I'm scrolling down my list of hot, sexy chicks, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna
definitely need them. Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be a hot, sexy chick hosting the whole event and as a whole, you know what I'm saying? president, you know what I'm saying? I'll be chilling, you feel me? But at the same time, you know, we're going to get it in, and y'all going to have a lot of fun. So come out, support all the indie artists that's out there, you know what I'm saying? Add them to Facebook. Once you see your name pop up on the list for the performance, just go ahead and shoot me the photo that you want on the flyer and all that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, yes, righteous. We getting it in, and that's no excuse for all my family and friends in LA. You can't say you can't make it to this event no more because it's in the Antelope Valley. Because I came down close enough to y'all to ask about and show your support. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna get into this Duke Man T track right here on Big Out Radio, and when we come back, we're gonna finish answering the question of the day. You know what I'm saying? This show is also an indie artist to be heard. So if you're out there listening, you know, and you're an artist, you know, and you're trying to get the music heard, make sure you submit your track to Regina.BangOutRadio@gmail.com. And just because if I don't play your song on the show today, you still got 7 days to get your song in rotation. Everybody on here will hit your song on the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? Our show is live from Monday through Saturday, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. You know, tune in to Grind Network, you know what I'm saying, on Mondays, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm on Twitter Tuesdays. Then Marley B. Tucker is on Wednesdays, the Western Wednesday show, you know what I'm saying? And then we got my brother Topaz with Jake. He replays all the songs from, you know what I'm saying, that we play all week long on Bang Out Radio. He'll replay all of his songs. And then I come back again on the Coast to Coast Tennessee Music Friday. That's my female artist only show, you know what I'm saying? But all the guys, they call in and support, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then I flip a few of the fellow traction, but you know we got to get a female rap artist for platform. So that's what I do. And then Saturdays, we got the R&B lineup, you know what I'm saying, with Daisy and Erica Marie, you know. They do their thing on Sexy Saturdays, you know. So make sure y'all listen in for that, you know what I'm saying. And keep supporting Bang Out Radio, and we're going to keep supporting y'all. And when we come back from this break, after we listen to Duke Man T-Trap, we're about to get into some more, you know what I'm saying, about our discussion I just talked about today right here on Bang Out Radio.
Right.
Try to put my homie crime on the motherfucking leash. Y'all can see me tired in the motherfucking street. My mind's under stress, I'm feeling nonetheless. So I said I'm really not feeling my pain. Living this too solid, tired of college. Saying that you love me, what you really want my money. Now these girls keep tripping. Cause every time I tell him I'm a Gemini, they predict a nigga breathe fire. Cartier frame, but God refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling. Watch them rain down on you, that's a good feeling. Bad bitch whisper in my ass, she wanna come with me. I ain't gonna take you home, but you can give me some little whiskey. In the parking lot, always smoking out and sipping Remy. Want a friend to come, only if she with the business. Wanna chill with a baller, she wanna eyewitness. That's how it is when you're talking numbers, counting. Get the bitch up my car, so I can know the game.
And all these bitches start choosing. Give them bitches no dough, cause man, they don't know. I'm richer than I wanna be, tipping like I should be. Bitches come a dozen dozen, so it don't really matter. Cause I give a bitch nothing, but it's all chitter chatter. Cause I stay on the block, bitch, stay ten toes. While I get these bitches coming out, they leave me close. Cause I really got them where I want them. And if they keep coming, then I'm gonna get the gunning.
I'm up right now, now I see myself falling. These McGurry frames got a nigga looking flawless. Damn, I'm bossing. I don't mean flossing, but I shine like a brand new penny. Get off me. Duke Man T, I love that money. I kill a nigga bird, ain't no taking it from me. Grandpappy told me, get your weight up, son. Get your Nike zone, pack it, the police get you running.
Right now, I'm not trying to make music for yesterday. I'm trying to make some shit you can listen to 10 years from now, and it's gonna sound just as good as it sounded. You know what I'm saying, today, you know. So that's all
right.
It's about. I don't want to be forgotten, you know. You come out with a song like Laffy Taffy, and 2 weeks later they forget about you.
That's real though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real talk right there. You know, 17 color 727 live on Radio.
What up with it? Hey, this your boy Doc C. Hey, I had to call back, you know what I'm saying? Because I definitely got to give a big ups to my boy Stoop the Duke. He definitely doing his thing right now. You know what I'm saying? We over here at the office just parlaying, checking out the show live, and we feeling that. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Big shout out to Stoop the Duke. Keep doing your thing, baby. I smell you.
Okay, I feel it, man, you know?
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know. Come over here and get involved, baby. It's all love.
Man, you know I'm ready. Let's put it
that's
together,
up,
man.
We ready for you, too, man. That's what's up. I'm feeling all the tracks on the CD you got, man. I did get the mixtape, matter of fact, from Big Romy. You know what I'm saying? He sent that to your boy, so I got that on deck. That's in the tape deck. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it like it's old school. It's in the tape deck. You feel me? So that's
yeah,
what's
yeah,
up,
it's
man.
In the tape deck.
It, baby. Keep doing your thing, Stoop the Duke, man. I'm feeling you, man.
For sure,
already, man.
For those who
baby,
don't know who Doc
good.
C is, man, and if you're sleeping, you know what I'm saying, if you've been walking like a zombie these past, you know what I'm saying, 15, 20 years, he a Compton veteran, man. You know what I'm saying? He a real Compton OG, man. He a veteran. He been doing this shit forever, man. So look him up, man. All you got to do is Google him, man. You don't even need no specific site.
That's
you
right,
did.
That's
what's up, man. Shout out Bang Radio, Dream. It's all good. Much love, and I'm out, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's right, that's right. Much love to you, too, man. You got to stay in touch with it. Yep, I mean, you know, I want to give a few shout-outs to my boy, Rustic Squad, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That committed me to Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? And shout-out to my boy, Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying? He's doing great big, you know what I'm saying? And we still got that cheat code, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to all the indie artists out there that are listening in to the show, because we got a lot
hey,
of
can I say one thing, LA Drina?
Yes.
I'm trying to do a feature with every indie artist in the world. So everybody just hit me on my email at Duke Duke96@gmail.com. You know, so just hit your boy up. I'm trying to do features with everybody. You got something you
got
want
it.
Me to hop on? I sing and all that. So holla at your boy.
You got it.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it gets no better than that, y'all. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it don't get no better than that right there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, Semi Otto, you know what I'm saying? He be doing his thing, too, you know what I'm saying? Semi Otto, if y'all know about him, you know what I'm saying? He got his studio popping, too, you know what I'm saying? That's where I've been recording some of my stuff, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, Rico, you know what I'm saying? I did want to salute all my producers, you know what I'm saying? And I just found out, really, I didn't even know you did this, too, Stoop. You know what I'm saying? I never
yeah,
knew that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that for about 10 years now, you know?
Yeah.
But you already know, shout out Rocksteady, though. That's my producer's Rocksteady, so you already know that.
Rocksteady, that's what's up,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, and can you run that link by us for the graphic work and the web design and all that stuff and the networking site? You run that undergroundforward.com, is that what it is?
Undergroundforward.com. I'm going to tell everybody what undergroundforward.com is. Basically, everybody, if you ever try to get a video on WorldStar before, you already know it costs $750. So what we're trying to do is we got a site just like WorldStar. You go to Underground Forward, you can upload your video for free. So, I mean, if you're an indie artist and you're trying to get some exposure, that's where you need to be. And that's UNDERGROUND, the number 4, WARD.
That's right, that's right. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. I'm about to hit y'all with some War God Sugar Rush. You know what I'm saying? My bro, War. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? War God, you know what I'm saying? I want you to know your big sister loves you. I mean, I don't always play my family's music on here. I just don't want people to think that I'm trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like, show favoritism or anything. So I barely even play their stuff. But I'm going to give
y'all. But if it's hot, it's hot. You know you got to play what's hot. If it's hot, you got to play it. That's that. We got to put that War God in rotation.
Yeah, I'm about to give y'all some sugar rest right here on Bingo Radio. I'm about to take it back again because, like, I messed up. I'm about to play it again.
War God, forever and ever, you know I always love you. Even though you a gold digging bug with real steel, girl, you always keep it real. Even on a bad day, you make it a good day. Always on top of shit, sensei. Always gonna do the first thing that a nigga say. You will pop your ass for a little cash, huh? Jump through them loops, bust the man, no extension. This is what you missing. When I grip that crop from the back, they're missing. Dude flips and the girls be game. In this damn busy, we all in the same thing. It's like the whole world done sniff cocaine. This coke pit crack straight to the frame. And this is my creed, not my fucking claim. I done seen a devil looking like a woman. Full of hair and tentacles and cynical. Have to pull my zipper down and start the interview. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, white slime, yeah. High fructose, diabetes, get the sugar rush on. Get the sugar rush. Song after song, you know I'm buzzing. What up, cousin? Yeah, I'm chilling it. But she killing them, so when she rocking it. Killing that weed the way she's dialing me. And the hoes is hitting the way she's flossing me. Asking the questions like, where the fuck you bought it? So she calls, reply, in the end. 100%, man, you know we just get in the loop. Right, throw in the coop. She speed all five ways from Sunday. On the freeway, she's a motherfucking minute. A real bad girl in a bad girl team club. Keep her feet, hair, nails done. Hear me done, I take that straight to the bank, Jack. And let her take you to cloud nine. Cause when she puts her hands on your balls just one time, you will see what angels and demons without signs. So make no mistake, sugar rush try. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, white slime, yeah. High fructose, diabetes, get the sugar rush on. Get the sugar rush. Modern girl still chasing a sweet tooth. Instead of Gatorade, she drinks great goose. I don't know what to say, but it's getting loose. And you ain't got no paper, homie, to get lost. At all costs, shit, get it. Even if you got a small dick, shit, hit it. I'm a War God, baby, packing the 9-iron. Get your weed together, keep your mind wired, folks.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. As you can tell by the quality of this, that it's definitely hit Hustle Records. You have Adonis, a.k.a. DC Luke, the First Lady, Lady Honcho, Miss Aisha Williams, and they're talking about the finer things.
To have the finer things in life, you gotta put in work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. And keep a roof over my head while I'm still on earth. That's just the principles and the way that things are supposed to go. And I gotta get my daughter's wives and not my pups. So never go backwards, stay moving ahead. I came to get mine just in time for great red, you heard what I said. To have the finer things in life, you gotta put in work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full. And keep a roof on my head while I'm still on earth. While I'm still on earth, I can't remain being broke. Turning my business into reality, climbing to the top, so throw me some rope. Breaking game down and analyzing it, but if I can go see it, take wires and loose your rubber bands of brown. Yellow loaves to survive with a tennis set strictly high. In this world to cut, to only get red loaves to feed the kids. Been grinding
since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Not a materialistic cat, but I could use a dream alpha, daily couple of choppers, and get around in a private helicopter. Can't be a taxi hopper, throwing parties, popping like overbred and vodka. Got barrels full of sticky, got trucks full of drinks. Feeling like a king when I'm going to the bank. It feels good to be sitting on top of the world. Enough money will make it swirl. That's why I got to get some more. Money keep the world spinning out of control. To have a fine things in life, you gotta put it work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. And keep a roof on my head while I'm still on earth. That's just the principles and the way that things are supposed to go. But I gotta keep my daughter wild enough, I bust. So they never go backwards, they ain't moving ahead. I came to get my eyes in two times, so break bread, you're over the dead. You had to find things in life, you gotta put it.
I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen.
You better know that.
Yeah, bomb, bomb,
LA Green. Swagged up player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag,
swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping.
Swag,
swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm maggin'.
Swag,
swag for no reason, swag for attraction.
Swag,
swag every season, swag with a passion.
Swag,
swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking.
Swag,
swagging on you haters. Swag with the players.
Swag,
swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag,
swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag,
swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag,
swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag,
swag so on that I just can't lose it.
Swag,
swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad.
Let me see you get gangsta. Now, third and third, come back home. Let me see you get gangsta. Now, money, money, pay gangsta. Let me see you get gangsta.
Alladrina in the building.
West Coast
Finest. You know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a block. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom plus. So you know I got a rock with me, tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. L.A. Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you classic kids. Hate me now, hate me later, I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game, I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner, I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
My game's stupid nice. I live a hustler style. You live a loser's life. I maneuver right. Savvy enterprise. Yes, I specialize in sliding cock right between a bitch sexy thigh. Call Hell's Angels, cause I'm hella fly. Dope for show, so ferocious on the low. In my zone and
yeah, I just want to thank y'all all for tuning in to Twisted Tuesdays. Get out the door, LA Drina. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all so much. You know what I'm saying? Y'all down and y'all loyal supporters of the show. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you too, Drina.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I get to see y'all soon. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you could come out and perform, you know what I'm saying, for the show in Hollywood.
You'll be seeing me
tonight,
real soon,
you know
Drina. Real, real soon. Because Shot Swag don't go nowhere. You'll be seeing me real soon in Hollywood, matter of fact. Do look out. Check me up on Facebook, Chalk Swag Black Forest, Reverb Nation Chalk Swag. Also like this music page, Chalk Swag. Also go on Hope Share, download the new songs, Basshead, Flight Scheme, Paperboy. All on Hope Share, just type in Chalk Swag and all of that music will pop up right in your face. And look out for the next drop, because I killed the racks. So what you think I'm going to do when I kill Hustle Hard? It ain't done yet. Black Forest can't get with it, get lost.
That's what's up with it, you know. I got it, man, that's what's up with it, you know. Thanks again, y'all, for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Duke Man T, you know what I'm saying? Like, holler at your girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, make sure you holler at me. You know, we got to get on some business, you know. For show, for show. I'm trying to get some stuff popping everywhere, you know what I'm saying? All up in Vegas, everywhere with it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to get it popping, you know.
For sure.
And I did get a chance to listen in to your I got a chance to look your MySpace up. I don't know why you don't let people know about your MySpace. He got some funny-ass videos on MySpace, y'all. Y'all got to tune in to, you know what I'm saying, MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Go on there and see his hilarious skit that he got jumping off on there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But the show is over.
Wait,
so hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. You know what I mean?
You did.
You did.
Yes. Bow. Yep, yep, yep. So I'll be talking to y'all soon. Deuces.
Deuces.
Yes, sir.